The last of the Brahms symphonies does not have the wonderful dramatic horn solos found in the first three symphonies, but there are indeed some dramatic and beautiful spots, especially in the second movement, starting with the unison call from the third and fourth horns. The first movement has many moments, often tutti with other instruments, which are frequently asked for in auditions. Here again, we are asked to play big, broad, and bold.